All right, welcome to another episode of Forge Father FM. We got a special one in this episode, success story, with my man Ed, who has been on an amazing journey for this past year. So, Ed, I'm not going to try to steal away any thunder here. I'm just going to let you do the introduction for yourself, man, because I don't want to mess it up, but I'm happy to have you on the show, brother, and to share your journey thus far, man. So share a little bit about yourself.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks, Travis. Appreciate the time. My name's Ed Shack. I am going to be 64, early July, and I've been in a program now just a year, and just wanted to take myself on a different fitness level. And got introduced to the program by my son-in-law, Nick. And he was getting great results. And I said, you know what? You know, it's time to... I've always been into being in shape. But I just wasn't happy where I was. Mm-hmm. And after I had some initial conversations with you, it really felt like this was the program that was going to work out really well for me. So I dove in a year ago and just really happy with the results so far. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been incredible to see what you've been able to do over the past year. Like, you're hitting PRs, your fitness is going up, and sometimes that's been in situations where you're in a shred. So yeah. Your nutrition has been set to, you know, cut body fat and lower the weight, but still showing up, increasing your performance. So that's been cool to see that, man. But where I want to start off at, Ed, is I want to know a little bit more about your past history, man. Like, talk about the younger Ed back in his 30s. What did you do growing up? Were you an athlete? Did you compete in sports? Like, talk about that.
Yeah, so I swam a couple of years in high school, and I swam competitively also in college. Our college team did really well. We started out as just a club. My freshman year, by the time we were seniors, we were, you know, Division II champions in our area, which was really good. So I got really serious about swimming at that time. I've always been athletic. You know, when we were kids, you know, out on the streets, we were playing whatever sport was in season, football, baseball, basketball, whatever. And then getting out of my teens and getting into my mid-20s or so, when I stopped swimming for a couple of years, it was like the magic mark was 30. When I was 30, I just seemed like things were changing. Mm-hmm. My body was changing, and I just decided to join a gym at that point and just try to do this thing on my own. Did that for a number of years. Got into a number of years later, P90X, got some great results, but a lot of limitations with P90X, with the diet and all the cooking and all the crazy. So got good results there, but just I needed something more that was going to be like a lifestyle change for me, something that was going to be sustaining, mm-hmm. something I was going to be able to continue to do after not just after 90 days.
Yeah.
Some of these fitness-based programs that are on TV. So, when I started, you know, listening and working with what you're doing, it really changed my mindset about, you know, fitness and about eating. I was eating the wrong food, you know, drinking a little bit too much. Not that it was a problem. It was just socially drinking. Mm-hmm. So some of the things I needed to change in my life and the program that I was introduced to, Forge Father, really allowed me to make some of those changes. And it's been really good. So
awesome. Yeah. And yeah, you've always stayed in shape from the sounds of it. I mean, competitive swimmer, obviously continued on, you know, being active, working out, so when we led up to the Forge Father, what were some of the changes that you made? Just curious, like what were some of like the big things that that kind of gave you those aha moments?
Well, look, one of the things I learned very early on in swimming was that my coach told me, look, 80% of this is mental. The other 20% is physical. You go in and do the work. And I just, it really, I was applying the same concept here. I knew, and you spent a lot of time focusing, you still do, and I think it's fantastic, focusing on mindset, mm-hmm. getting mental clarity, being disciplined, you know, controlling your mind, all those things. So that seemed to come pretty easy to me because I had trained myself over the years to do that. But that was the big changer for me. Hearing it repetitively from you and just, you know, reconditioning my mind again to do what I used to do. Mm-hmm. When I was in a swimming practice and you know, you hit the wall, a lot of guys climb out of the pool. A lot of guys jump out, you know, they pull that fake cramp in the abdomen mm-hmm. or whatever. I didn't do that. I fought through. Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing in the program now. There's been times when, you know, I don't want to do the last few sets or the last few reps. And I just, I trained my mind, look, you're going to do this, you know, mm-hmm. That's how you get the gains. That's how you get the results. So that was really big for me. But the fuel part was also really big for me too. Mm-hmm. So eating a lot of, I was eating pretty good food, but it wasn't smart the way I was eating. Mm-hmm. So training my mind and my body to eat correctly, getting enough sleep and all that other stuff was really important. Those are the two big ones, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned nutrition. I know that's a big struggle for a lot of guys on the outside looking in, or, you know, with the different things that they're trying. It's always like a strict, got to stick to this meal template type thing. For you, like when you said nutrition changed up for you, like what were the big changes that you made?
Well, the balance. Mm-hmm. The, you know, understanding what my macros were, understanding that, you know, I can eat some of the things that I want to eat. You know, I can't eat all the nonsense that I want to eat. Mm-hmm. I can treat myself once in a while if I'm doing the work, you know. So, but yeah, just the balance of the of protein, carbs, and fat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the correct balance for what I want to do, whether it be on the performance side or whether it be on, you know, just cutting up my physique a little bit.
Yep. And there is a difference between the two, which I know a lot of people, they don't understand that. They're just like, oh, just, you know, eat to shred up your body, but then they want their performance to go through the roof as well. And then they mm-hmm. wonder why that's not happening, or vice versa. They're eating to increase their squat, their deadlift, or whatever. They want to get strong, but then they're like, well, I don't have six pack, or I'm not getting lean. And it's just understanding the difference between the two. And then it's a simple game at that point.
Yeah.
Just, you know, execute and get consistent. Don't have to be perfect, but we need to be consistent, right?
Yeah. So Travis, the pre-tracking too. I forgot. Yeah. Pre-tracking. Yeah. It's 100%. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, I wasn't pre-tracking. Like, I'd get my breakfast and my lunch in. But now I pre-track everything. Mm-hmm. I'm really careful with it. And that is the key to success.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this, because I know oftentimes when the macros come up and people associate that with, oh, my gosh, I got to track all my food. I got to weigh and measure it. And, yeah, if you want to be dialed in and you want to accelerate your results, you got to put in that extra work on the front end. However, I know there's been a number of times where you've taken trips. You've gone out to, you know, your house in Florida there, and you come back and you're on track. It's like, you know, people go on these trips and then they come back and they're like, oh, I gained 10 pounds. So talk about like how you approach those situations, how you were a success going in, enjoying your time while away, you know, vacation or, you know, trips, holidays, those types of things. How have you used what you've learned to help, you know, have success with that?
Yeah. So first of all, you know, a lot of guys struggle with the pre-tracking, but pre-tracking for me literally takes me maybe 2 or 3 minutes now.
Yeah. Once you figure it out, it's
become a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, you do something long enough, becomes a habit. And it becomes just second nature. So it's really easy for me. And what I do is when I do travel, we did a lot of traveling this year. So what I'll do is I'll bring things with me. You know, I'll bring, you know, healthy snacks with me. I'll bring my collagen powder, or, you know, I'll bring, you know, help, you know, things that I know are going to help me get to some of the numbers. And so I make sure I have enough of the right things with me, and I just pack them right in my bag, and it's fine. And I'm careful. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'll have, you know, maybe if I'm out with friends, I'll just have something that's just, like a non-alcoholic thing, or it's something that's very low in alcohol. I'll have one drink instead of, you know, doing what I used to do before. So mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, it for me, I'm just locked in now. So, you know, and it's funny because some of my friends who aren't locked in, or a couple of my family members, they'll give me like a little bit of crap, but I say, hey, listen, man, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. Then they start asking me, hey, what are you doing? What is this thing that you're doing? So you yeah. get locked in and you get focused on what you're doing. And, you know, people yeah. actually start respecting it after a while.
Yeah,
I got a lot of great comments. I put that up there, really not so much for myself. I'm going to put another one up there next year. I'm going to compare it to these pictures this year. And I'm sure I'm going to be even better than I am now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just got so many good comments. And I did it not to blow my own horn or anything, but to motivate people around me. I've always yeah. been like an encourager. So yeah. I've got so many great responses, you know, messages and stuff like that. People mm-hmm. just like, hey, man, you're doing great. I saw a guy in yeah. the gym today. He's going, hey, that was awesome what you put up there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I was talking to you about that before we hit record. You know, I posted that up on my Facebook, sharing the fact that you're coming up on 64 years old.
Yeah.
You know, for somebody to watch this video right now, they would say you're probably in your 40s, to be honest with you, right? Like, you
cool.
just, that's what happens when you take care of your body. But I think it really ties into the mindset, which you already mentioned. Like, you don't think of yourself as a 64-year-old, or you don't associate that number with being old and past your prime, and now it's time to, you know, settle and, you know, let time actually take you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're just getting better with age, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, so Travis, my whole life, I was never strong in bench pressing. I can never bench press my own weight. I was blown away when, you know, I'm benching like 190 pounds now.
Yeah.
190 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, my goal is to be higher than that. But the first time I got that first one up, I go, holy crap, man, this is amazing that the, yeah. you know, the energy and the strength.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge win for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Just those numbers that are going up from a performance side of things is impressive in itself. But what I was saying before we hit record here, you know, I posted that up on my Facebook, and that same night, that evening, I get a bunch of private messages from guys, and they're like, whoa, I'm like 45. Like, that guy's really 64. It's all a mindset. You know, you will be as old as you think you are. Right. So I have conversations with guys day in and day out that are mid 30s, 40s, that are just feeling like 80-year-olds, you know, getting out of bed, beat up, sore, low back pain, and they're not training consistently. It's because that's how they're treating their body. That's how they're thinking in terms of, you know, who says that you're old when you hit 35? Shoot, that's when, mm-hmm. like you said, when you hit 30, that's when things really started to take off, right? So it's all pretty incredible stuff, man. But no, with regards to, you know, looking at where you want to be a year from now, and I thought this was great. Something that you added in the post that you put is like something in the terms of like not being a complete man. It's like always on the pursuit for, you know, excellence, right? Talk a little bit more about that, like what you were talking about in that post. I think that's really important.
Yeah. So although the pictures I put up are pretty impressive, I need more, mm-hmm. you know, I want more, you know, so I'm driven for more. I want, you know, I want better results. I want to lift more weight. I want lower body fat, you know, so for me, it's going to be, and it's a good thing. It's not something that I'm not satisfied. I'm certainly really appreciate where I am as opposed to where I was a year ago. So, mm-hmm. And I'm satisfied that way, but my current satisfaction isn't good enough for me right now. You know, I've got additional goals, and I'm just going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving the goal line
mm-hmm.
until, you know, wherever it takes me, So, you know, I want to do some of these big events that some of these guys are doing. So it's, you know, it's, that's the great thing about being fit. You can do things that, you know, most people can't do. You know, my 5K times are great. At one time on top of my game, I broke 21 minutes. You know, I like to get down under 20 minutes, you know, or you get 19 minutes. It's crazy, but, you know, that's where I like to be someday. And just some of those things. For me, the goals are going to keep changing and progressing, and I love the competition.
Yep.
You know, I see, you know, I've lifted a little bit more weight today than I lifted the other day. And, you know, I love to see those little things come up. You got one new personal best, you know. It's really cool.
Yeah, it keeps you going. And, you know, I'll get people, I'm sure you probably get this too, but people will comment and they'll be like, you've already done this and this and this. Why do you keep pushing so hard? Like, why do you keep, you know, setting more goals? It's like, you've accomplished so much. So far, it's like, as men, we weren't put on this earth to just get good enough and settle and, you know, get complacent. 'Cause that's really when you start dying.
Yeah.
And that really takes the purpose away from life, in my opinion. And with what you just said, it's like, you want to keep continuing to put the bar a little bit higher, create that good sort of pressure to give you that purpose to keep on pushing, to, you know, keep all this stuff in check. 'Cause when you lose that, that's really when you lose that edge, you know, and you just start drifting. You're not as focused, and, you know, why even show up on some days if that's the case?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So I think that's real important to take that away with what you put, you know. It's just that constant pursuit. But I think another thing to add in with that is, you know, practicing that daily gratitude. Because if you don't take that time to actually stop, reflect, think about the things that you have accomplished. Like, look at the past month. Where were you a month ago? We got better. Awesome. And it really puts you back in that moment, versus if you're always chasing things forward and you're not thinking about the things that you have accomplished, that's when you kind of, you lose your way a little bit. Then it gets a little on the negative side, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned something, and you just alluded to being a complete man. For me, I want to be the best husband I can be. I want to be the best dad I can be. Now I've got 5 grandkids. I want to be the best grandfather I can be. I want to be the best version of me. That's all. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't ever end, you mm-hmm. know, because you hit a certain age.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that I can contribute now to the people around me that I couldn't do when I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a different financial place now. I'm in a different place, you know, mentally. I've got a little bit more wisdom than I had when I was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can give back to people so much more now. And I think being part of that, being part of just being reciprocal with people and giving out good stuff. And you get to expect that good stuff to come back to you. But it's all part of being like I said, being a complete man, being physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, just, you know, all together. Got it all together. That's what I want.
Love it. Love it. And you mentioned, you know, your wife. How has everything improved with your relationships and things at home?
Yeah, it's good. Like, my wife, I was walking on the beach the other day and playing with the grandkids, and I came back up to where my wife was sitting with my daughter, and two of them looking at me like, "Dad, you know, you're looking really good. You know, you're really doing well in the program." My wife said the same thing. She's encouraging me, and you know, it's actually tightened up her game too, because she's really competitive. You think I'm competitive? My wife's 3 times more competitive than I am, and she's always been an athlete. But it's tightening up her game too. You know, awesome. She's watching what she's eating. She's working out harder now, and, you know, it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's cool being together.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, complete man, and I think that's what part of being a complete man is creating that impact that you just talked about, like. Your wife, and we see this a lot in the program, you know, the guy gets started, he starts to change his life, and then the better half starts to, you know, follow suit with that. And you mentioned like your professional life. Now you own your own business, correct?
Yeah, we're distributors to the cosmetic industry, and been doing that since I joined the company 2004. So almost 20 years now. Yep. So yeah, and the business is starting to turn around now, which is good. We got beat up a little bit with COVID.
Yeah, yeah. But it all comes together, man. It all comes together, right?
Yeah.
So, but no, this has been great. I appreciate you sharing a lot of your journey up to this point, Ed. I've told you it before, but you're an inspiration to a lot of guys out there, man. So keep doing your thing, keep following through, being an uncommon man. And outside of that, do you have anything else that you want to share? Like any big ahas or other takeaways that you've gotten up to this point?
I'm always blown away by, you know, some of the new things that I'm doing. Just some of the new moves that I never probably would have attempted, you know, a number of years ago. And the program allows for so much variety. That's what I love about it. The workouts are just, to me, they're just really awesome. There's so much uniqueness to it. And I never get tired of doing the routines. And like I said, I'm doing stuff that I probably wouldn't have been doing, you know, a number of years ago. But yeah, that's one of the big things. I love the variety and the competitiveness in the program. I love the competitions that we do every so often, like the Hero Strong and those things are really cool. I get to compete with my son-in-law a little bit and and with some of the younger guys, it's really cool.
Yeah.
So, that's what I love. I love those little, those opportunities where we get to really measure ourselves and test ourselves against what we did just a short time ago. Yep. So that's really cool.
Yep. Yep. And we got, we're rounding out Hero Strong. And then you started right around this time last year. So we started the summer games, but I feel like you were on your own. You were on your own custom path at that point when you first started though.
Yeah.
From what I remember. But yeah, you'll get to experience summer games, man. So
yeah,
that's always looking a fun time too. So, but yeah, Ed, appreciate it, man. Like I said, inspiration to us younger guys on what we need to be when we're coming up on our 60s and beyond, man. So keep setting that bar.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Man. I love the program. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.